Welcome to the weekly Mission Red Bank podcast, helping the body of Christ build itself up together in love.
Around this time of year, a question is often asked and even sung. Mary, did you know? Yes, she did know. And you'll hear more about that next week. But Mary also knew more than what is sung about her in this time of year. See, Mary was a poor Galilean teenager who would have been no older than 16 years old. She was from the backwoods of an insignificant place called Nazareth. See, God, he has a habit of showing up in places that we think we'd find him the least. And according to tradition, Mary was betrothed to this older man named Joseph because her family couldn't afford to provide for her. And in this culture, betrothal, it was just as binding as a marriage covenant was. When the betrothal took place, the bride-to-be could wait for as much as a year for someone to bring her to her new home and life with her husband-to-be. One night, one might say that Mary was in her own season of Advent, waiting in expectation for the arrival of her bridegroom. It's often in the waiting the Spirit is seeking to conceive and birth the light and life of his kingdom. And it's in that very place that our gospel passage begins this morning, in the midst of Mary waiting for the arrival of her bridegroom. God sends a messenger. This is my favorite painting of the Annunciation of Mary. It's by Henry Owasso Tanner. It was painted at the end of the 1800s. The angel's pronouncement to Mary that she will soon be expecting, not by Joseph, not by another man, but by the Holy Spirit, is news that pretty much no one would believe. If someone came to you and said they were pregnant by the Holy Spirit, you'd probably think they were a little crazy. And Mary had to know that no one would believe this the minute that Gabriel stopped talking, especially to a people who hadn't heard from God in almost 400 years. I'll tell you what else Mary also would have known. She would have known that she would be accused of adultery. And according to Jewish law found in the book of Numbers, chapter 5, she would be brought before a priest, she would be shamed publicly, and then under oath, she would be forced to drink a mixture of ash, holy water, and ink from the priest's written accusation against her. And if the drink made her sick, which obviously it was intended to do, she would be found guilty of adultery. And if found guilty, then most likely she would have been stoned. Whatever we may think of such horrific customs today, this was the reality which governed Mary's world. And she would have known the consequences of what Gabriel was pronouncing the second that Gabriel told her she would be expecting. She would have known that her family and Joseph would be humiliated. And if she didn't die, her son would be considered an outcast and an illegitimate child. Mary knew more than we could imagine. Yet when Mary hears Gabriel's news, she chooses to believe the word from God, even when she can't wholly understand it. Unlike Zechariah, which we heard about last week. She chooses to believe it even when she doesn't know how it will be possible because she hasn't known a man as a virgin. Her limitations were not obstacles for God. She chooses to believe the word from God even when the future consequences of such things seemed like anything but peace for Mary. Yet, this is what she says. Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be done and according to your word. In the beginnings of the early church, Mary became known as the Theotokos. It's a fancy word, and it simply means the God-bearer. For she was the first to receive and bear Jesus, Yeshua, which means Yahweh's salvation. And Mary symbolically is the archetype of the church, of us. Like Mary, we have been given a gift to bear. God's Holy Spirit, his holiness enfleshed in us for the very purpose of giving new birth to something holy. Something holy that will not come in any other way in this world, because God desires that we participate with him in bringing his life, his light, and his peace. And just like Mary, we too find ourselves today in a season of waiting for the arrival of our King to return and complete the making of all things new and bring his peace that this world desperately needs and longs for. But in that waiting, most of us will not receive a visitation from a heavenly messenger to announce this to you. If that happens, please come and tell us. That would be incredible. Instead, today you get me. An earthly messenger who stands here in your presence this morning to say this to you. God bearers, God desires to birth something in and through you this Advent season. The season of waiting isn't just a pregame before Christmas. It's its own season, a time of repentance and transformation where we conceive heavenly gifts and we birth them forth into this world. God chose one to conceive him so that all might bear him and bring forth his kingdom. God chose one to conceive him so that we all might bear him and bring forth his kingdom. And I stand as an earthly messenger before you today with three important words. I don't shine like that. I'm sorry. But the first word I have for you this morning, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. That's always heaven's message to earth. I know the world can be crazy and can be driven by reaction and by fear, but do not be afraid. Whatever limitations you might see in yourself or in the circumstances of this world, those are not obstacles for God. See, God's peace is not the absence of difficulty. It is the assurance and presence of God being with us in the midst of such pain and adversity. So God bearers, the Spirit is with you. Do not be afraid. The second word, do not be afraid, for you have found favor with God. You aren't plan B. You are plan A. And the Lord delights in his children and desires to partner with you in his work to this world. And just like Mary was probably wondering how in the world she could have been chosen for such a divine vocation, we too can often question the divine vocation that God has given to all of us to carry the light and life of his presence to this world. But remember that God has a habit of showing up in places and inhabiting places we think we'd find him the least. So if you're questioning your divine vocation given to you, it might just be a good sign. God bearers, you have found favor with God. My last word for you this morning, nothing is impossible with God. Whatever manifestation of God's love the Spirit wants to birth in and through you this season, as impossible as it might be to you, don't take it from me. Just ask Mary what's impossible for God. Choose to believe and trust God even when you can't understand it. Believe that no matter how things currently look in your life, no matter what obstacles or circumstances stand in your way, no matter what it seems that life has dealt you, God bears nothing is impossible with God. This Advent season, we want to take a time to be still, to ask God and to listen for what it is that God desires to conceive and birth forth in the midst of our waiting for his arrival. So we're going to practice that now. Whether you need to close your eyes, get on your knees, stand in the back, pace around, whatever it takes to be still before God this morning, do that right now and then ask him and listen. And once you hear him, if you can just whisper these words as a prayer back to him, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word." You can whisper those words to him. You will conceive and bear something holy, and transformation in your life will begin. For the Prince of Peace is here, and he will begin dethroning the spirits of fear, shame, and doubt that have ruled and overshadowed over us for far too long. God bearers, do not be afraid. You have found favor with God, and nothing is impossible with him. For God chose one to conceive him so that you might bear him and bring forth his kingdom. Amen.
You've been listening to the Mission Red Bank podcast. Thanks for joining us. If you'd like to know more about Mission Red Bank or have questions about what you've heard today, you'll find us on Facebook. Grace and peace to you, and may God's blessings surround you.